Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry, Pastor Ruth from North Carolina, on July the 2nd, 2021, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We welcome you in the precious name of Jesus tonight. I'll be glad to be in the land of the living in spite of what we're going through. It's not what we're going through, but what we're going to. So we just thank and praise God again, because the scripture tells us, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. And it also said, give thanks for all things. So we thank and praise him tonight for each and every person that may call in. We're here to expound on the word of God tonight. We're here to pray for people, prophesy after the Lord lead, lift up the name of Jesus, encourage his people to persevere, and hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's the only one that he never changed. He never changed. People may change. Circumstances may change. Whatever may, jobs may change. Marriage may change. Sickness may change. Whatever change, but God never changed. And I admonish each and every person tonight, get your mind stayed on Jesus. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. It's about a relationship. Building your relationship with him, the one that created you, the one that made you for, created you for himself, you know, to be a representative in this world, that for us to establish his kingdom and pull down the kingdom of Satan. So we thank and praise God tonight, you know, it's how good he is in spite of the things that we all go through. You know, in spite of the things that we all expecting and looking for God to do, but most of all, look to get your relationship built in him, because scripture tells us, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And one thing I do try to encourage people, God will bless us and take care of us, but don't let that be the first priority on your list for him to bless you. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto him. So we come before him tonight. Yes, we do lift up our prayer requests, but we lift up thanksgiving. We lift up, you know, praises to him and glorifying him and honoring him, you know, and sitting some time and just listening to see what he got to say rather than always going to him to tell him what we want and what we need. Because he will supply the needs. A lot of times we think we need stuff because we don't have it. But, you know, the all-wise God knows better than what we know. He knows the plan. He knows the situation. He knows everything because he's an all-knowing God, you know, and he's everywhere at every time. So we thank and praise God tonight. I just come on tonight, and I just want to pray, be giving praise. We ask him, God, for his spirit to come over our land. We ask him to save, deliver, set free. We ask him to go to our nation, the White House, and we ask him to go in and save people, deliver them, and we come against any kind of corruption. I don't care who is coming through, because if it's, you know, if anyone of us is not saved and born again, the enemy will use us. So I pray for them tonight. I pray for all of them. All of them, from the, whoever the head all the way down. I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up the local ones right now. I lift up the Lord God, the police department. God, I even lift up the mean one, the evil one. I ask you to save them, true to save them. Lord, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost after them right now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, we need a sovereign move to fall in our land so that, Lord, that the hearts of people can change. People still think it's about color. They think it's about family. They think it's about this. But your word tell me, the heart of man is desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? You're the only one that can know the heart of man. It has nothing to do with anything else other than their heart. So, Lord, we need you to come and change our hearts, Father. We need you to come in and live within our heart, Father. We need you to come in and strip us of everything that's not like you, Father. We ask you to put love. You come in to our heart because Jesus is love. And I just really believe in my heart, if we as a people was to really get baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire and allow Jesus to come in, will automatically love, because I know when he came in my heart, when I really allowed him to come in, then my heart began to melt toward people that it wouldn't have melted before. And I know it wasn't nothing but the grace of God. It was nothing but his love. Because like I tell people, he is love. He's nothing but love. Because if he loved us, in spite of the shortcoming, in spite of the wrong, in spite of the lies we tell him, in spite of the promises we tell him, in spite of whatever it is that we tell him and we don't do it, he loved us unconditionally. He don't love the sins that we do, but he does love us. So we thank and praise God tonight for his hallelujah, glory to your name, God, for your love, your mercy, your kindness that you show us, Father. When so many times, God, we make you promise and we don't keep our promise, we thank you right now, God. And, Lord, I just want to send out, Father God, the healing angels, Lord God, I ask you to send them out to the hospital, the nursing home, and people's houses, Lord God, and touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus, heal them and set them free as a testimony to your kingdom, God. Let them change kingdom. Because sickness and these things of the kingdom of Satan, Lord God, we want you, Lord God, in our lives and our body to allow your kingdom to come in. You told the people in Scripture when they went to heal people to deliver and set them free, you said go and take the kingdom unto the people. And that meant they had the kingdom within, because the kingdom is not without salvation and not with sin. It was within them. And you told them to go and you know, take it to the people. You didn't say go and ask the people if they could be healed. You didn't tell them to go and tell them they had to have faith to be healed. You just said take the kingdom unto the people. This is why the Holy Ghost, when you went back, when Jesus went back to heaven, he said, I'm sending another comforter just like him. And it was the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God tells us, ye that believe in him. He said, the work that I did, you should do also. So we all in the body of Christ that have the Holy Spirit within us. We are supposed to be out there healing people, delivering people, casting out demons, raising the dead, everything that Jesus did. We are equipped, if we have his Spirit on the inside, to establish his kingdom in the world. It's about a relationship, like I said before, with him. It's not all the other rituals and things that we do. So, like I said, if you don't build a relationship with him, you won't get to know him. I often think about the Israelites when they were going through the wilderness and going through the land. They didn't know his ways. That's why they grumbling and complained so much. That's why they accused Moses. That's why they didn't want him. They were accusing him of bringing them out there to die. But Moses wasn't the one who brought them out there. They was crying when they was in Egypt in bondage for God to deliver them, and God raised up a deliverer. And it was Moses that he raised up. So a lot of times, just like it is in your life now, a lot of times when we going through, we cry, Lord, have mercy, Lord, you know, deliver me, Lord. So God will send someone. And a lot of times, even today, having the Holy Spirit, a lot of people don't recognize the deliverer that God sent in their life, because most times pride had them think they don't need deliverer. But let me here to tell you, if we live the next 100 years, there will still be things in us that God has to clean out. And not only that, there are things we pick up along once he cleans us out. We go and pick back up something else. So he will not stop cleaning us up, because he wants a pure vessel. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, right now to bless the people on the streets, God, the people that don't have a place to stay, the people that don't have homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to open up doors, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray especially for one young lady, Father God. Lord God, her home is in bad shape, Father, in the name of Jesus, and it appears like it's getting ready to be, she's going to have to move out. But, God, I'm asking you to intervene. You know what your will is for her, Father God. You know what you're trying to do in her life, Father. Lord God, help her to learn to trust you. Help her learn to depend upon you. And help her to learn, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you told me one time, you the one owns everything. You the one owns the house. And you told me when I was staying with somebody else, they couldn't put me out unless you say so. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to intervene, Father. I ask you to open people understanding who you is and what you is, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for people that's hurting all over the world. I pray, Father God, even for another one I will call in, Lord God, that her daughter is really going through some things. But we come against him. I'm not going to ask you to heal her, because you said by your stripes she already healed. So I'm going to come against the enemy I'm going to break the power of the lies that the devil is saying that contrary to your word. I take authority over everything that's being said, everything that's being done, Lord God, that even what the doctor may say, Father God, you said, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus is above every name. And everything else has to bow to that name, Father. We're going to claim tonight your victory, God. You tell us to fight the good fight of faith, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you to send the healing angel to make a lie out of the devil, God, as a testimony to your kingdom, God. We come against the fluid in her body, God. We come against the fluid around her heart. I take authority over that, Father God, right now. You are the heart regulator, Father God. You are the heart. Go in, Father, and do a creative miracle right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen the mother, Father God. Lord, let her faith stay strong, Father. Let her continue to speak the word. Speak the word, believe your report, because you said in your word, whose report will we believe, Father? And a lot of times you take situations to build up our faith, Lord God, because a lot of times we as people think we got a lot of faith until we start to going through, and we realize that we don't have the faith we think we have, because you put the faith through the fire. So, Lord, I speak the manifestation of wholeness from the top of her head to the sole of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, many other, anybody else who, Lord, are sick in body, sick in mind, I take authority. Right now, we're going to claim your healing virtue over their lives in their body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, we look not at what we see, but we look at what your words say, Father, in the name of Jesus. We walk it out in the mighty name of Jesus for a manifestation of it as another testimony for your glory and for your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as I always say about myself, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am looking to be made whole from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, because, Father, I feel like if I'm out there preaching and teaching healing and deliverance, and not myself, I feel like I'll be a hypocrite. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone who's standing in that relationship, in that way, Father God, Lord God, and seeking your face, God, we love what we ask you to move by your spirit, Father God. And, Lord, I'm just asking you, and I stand in proxy tonight, that anyone, Lord God, who's standing in need of anyone, Lord God, your protection is already around us, because you said that your angels encamped around those, Lord God, who fear you, who have respect for you, who have reverence for you, Father. So that's an automatic thing. If we fear you, have respect for you, Father, in every aspect, the angels is there, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you tell us also in the 91st Psalm about abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. You tell us in that scripture, too, also, Lord God, that you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, unless we dash our foot against the stone. So help us, Father, when the angels speak, to tell us to do or don't do. Give us an ear to hear and obey, because that is when they will not protect us, because we did not listen to them when they were telling us to do this or telling us don't do it. So, Father, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying today, Lord God, to the church, Father God. And, Lord God, I just want to lift every pastor up to you that you have called and truly called, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to let them begin to teach and tell the truth, Father. But I also ask you, and pray for the people that they will submit and allow themselves to be taught, Father, in the name of Jesus, so they can go forth and do ministry they're called to do, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to let healing, deliverance of their signs and want to break out in these churches, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come against that order of service, Father. Just show up and show out in the name of Jesus. Lord, people say, God, to use scripture, so they, when they say, hallelujah, name, that the God is the God of order, you know, but they don't understand when you shows up, you in order and we're not. We need to line up with you. And that is what I learned when I was ministering, God, and pastoring, Lord God. Whenever you showed up in the midst of what I was preaching, teaching, I stopped and went with the flow, and you always met me there. And, Father, we thank and praise you for people's family today, Father. We thank and praise you, God, you know, for people all over the church that know but for your name. And, Lord, I ask you to expose the devil in the name of Jesus. You know who the ones that is. But, Father, I'm asking you, Father God, to help us to seek your face, seek your son's face, so we can really get love and love one another, Father. Let me truly love, not say it, not as a cliche, that we love one another and then turn around, God, and mistreat people and do people wrong. That is the way the world do. And Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for what you're doing and going to do. We just lift you up right now in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, you said whatever we ask you in the name of your son, Jesus, you said you would do it. So I kind of dawn right now. I praise you. We bind up the hands of the enemy. We bind up sickness. We bind up disease. We bind up lack. We bind up poverty. We bind up mindset that's not like the mind of Christ. Everything that's not like you. We bind it up right now. And you said in the word, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We loose. After I bind it up, I turn around and loose the Holy Spirit to have his will and his way in the earth realm. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. So we just thank and praise God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And we got one sister on. I don't know whether she still want me to pray again for her in a way. If it is, just put your hand up. I'll open up the mic because no one else had come on yet. And I will pray, whatever you want me to ask me to pray to the Lord about. Or since it's us, and okay, but I go ahead and open up your mic. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 910-709, who are we speaking and where you come from? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I almost forgot.
Yes, North Carolina.
Hello, Sister Sylvia from North Carolina. We're glad to have you on tonight. So, is anything special, particular? Hallelujah.
No, just wherever spirit leads you tonight.
Huh?
Just however the spirit leads you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We'll all be coming tonight to Lord God to lift up your daughter to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we send forth your anointing and your power and your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that whatever the devil got set up, we bring it to naught right now. In the name, she shall fulfill your work, Lord God, that you have called for us to do, Father God. She said, live and declare the works of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just pray even, God, for, Lord God, a double portion of your anointing. I pray for the fire of God to hit her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And, Lord, in what you're doing in her spiritual, Father, Lord, I'm asking you to intensify it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, so that whenever she even go places, Lord God, for God, that the anointing would come on and bring deliverance to people right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a deeper revelation of the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Deeper revelation, God, deeper hunger in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even Lord God, if you have to allow the angels to come down and open the word up to her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give her your own style of preaching and teaching to bring the word of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I also ask you, Father God, that let her preach and teach her and listen to this signs and wonders. Shall follow the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, believe you, that God, when she go on this trip, God, coming up, we first of all, we speak, God, your divine power, your divine safety. We speak that the angels will take that airplane there and back, Father, for everyone on there in the mighty name of Jesus. We circle it, Father God, with your angels right now in the name of Jesus. We circle it with the fire of God. Lord God, that the devil cannot be able to penetrate, Father. But God, I'm asking you, even as you go, Lord, you reveal who she is in the spirit, Father God. You reveal the purpose that you send her down there for, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You said that our name will go before us, Father. Lord God, but it's you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as when she walk into the building, I'm asking you and standing in proxy, God, that you will let the power of God hit her the minute that she step her foot in the door, in the name of Jesus, as a witness from the Holy Ghost. As a witness from the Holy Ghost. And, Father, I'm asking you also, Father God, that whenever they go Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against any kind of distraction, any kind of thing that the enemy wants to do or wants to think right now. We break his power, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you, Father, a revival will truly break out. I'm talking about a revival where people are getting delivered, setting free. And I'm asking you, Father, to let it branch out from one neighborhood to another, from one church to another, in the name of Jesus. That sovereign move that I'm talking about, that people know that you have visited the city, the Lord God, that we will not even be, God, where you just have people just having church, Father. Lord God, we're praying and believing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for souls to come into the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, to draw them to the kingdom, God. We're not talking about, I'm not talking about, Lord God, that people just joining church, but join your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to let signs and wonders, let people be delivered. Let drug addicts be delivered. Prostitutes be delivered, Father God. Lying spirit be delivered, Father God. Backsliders come to the kingdom of God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every kind that has turned their heart away from you, draw them back, because you said in your word, Father, except the spirit draw a person, they can't come. And, Father, let your spirit be upon them, both of them, even upon the other sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your divine purpose and your will, God, go, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will be glorified. You will get the glory.
Yes.
You will get the honor.
Yes.
Father, in
Thank
the name
you,
of Jesus, and bless whoever the pastor of that church, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to even, God, do a new thing with him, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give him a double dose of the Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, I'm just asking you, Father God, to let yourself be known, Father, in the name of Jesus. Of my true revival. True revival, God, like it did with the Great Awakening, Father God, like it did during the days of Azusa Street, like it did during the days of Charles Finney, Father God, where your spirit just took up. No man got credit. No church got credit. But only your spirit came and touched your people. And God, we're asking you to do the same thing, Father, but let it break out from there and go to other places. And Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the finances that you put into her hands, Father God. We thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing. Not room, not the store, Father. I thank and praise you, Father, that even that money supposed to have come to her and haven't come, God. Lord God, I ask you to send forth, Lord, the money angels to bring it to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, meet every need, God, not just going to that trip, Father God, but every need, abundance and above and over, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there not be a lack and let it not be a worry, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you because I know that the words that you have spoken, if she stay faithful and keep her eyes on you, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass, because Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it's a time and a season. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We speak it forth, but I speak forth the anointing and the power of God to set people free in the name of Jesus. That is your kingdom being established in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for what you're going to do.
Thank
but
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you and praise you right now for what you're going to do, Father.
Thank
and Lord God, we just
Father.
Lift you up.
Thank
but Lord,
you,
I say it again that you bring to my mind. Continue to dip her down in the kerosene of your spirit and set her heart ablaze. In the name of Jesus, let it be fire up under her feet, that she can't be still, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. And, Lord, I give every symptom of infirmity or whatever trying to attach her body. Devil, I'm telling you now, your time is up. That temple does not belong to you, and you cannot stay there.
Yeah.
You take your furniture and everything that belongs to you, you take it out. And take it out there to where some of yours is. We decree and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak forth that word of God right now. Hallelujah. With the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Let it fall. Hallelujah. Let it fall, God. Let it, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Come on,
glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak, Father God. speak the word of God over her life right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I'm going to believe by faith that the answer is already here.
Amen.
The answer is already here. His word is steady. If you, when you pray and you believe, he said it's already done. We just have to wait for the manifestation. So we thank and praise God for that. And I see I had another caller come on. Her hand is not up, but I'm going to pray for her anyway, which is my daughter. But, Lord, I just thank you for Ayanna right now. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father. Lord, we just come against the enemy. He's already the defeated foe right now in the name of Jesus. The enemy, just like the wolf and blow his horn, he's already defeated right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for what you bring her out. I thank you for, Lord God, meeting her needs. But most of all, I'm thanking you for her relationship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, you said in your word that no weapon that is formed, you didn't say a weapon would be formed, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, where the enemy, Lord God, just thinks, I'm saying think, I see he got it. He thinks he got me, you know, bound up maybe with her finances, maybe with other things that she's trying to do, but maybe even with her mind staying poker. I take authority over you, devil. I go into your kingdom, and I snatch back, and I claim, and I decree that everything that God has promised, that she shall walk in it and walk in the fullness and the boldness of God right now in the name of Jesus. I speak over her body. I speak over her mind. I speak, Lord God. Lord God, I remember, God, when you told me when she was little girl, you will have the angels to speak. Hallelujah. Answers in her ear. And God, I'm asking you to renew that and refresh that right now for what she needed at the time that she needed, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I saw you do it at the time. I saw, Father God, hallelujah, how she got in the gift of academics. So, God, for whatever she needed for now, and you did tell a prophet to tell me the other day, Father God, that you was going to give her wisdom and some things that she does. So we call it for right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any distraction. We come against any distraction right now, and I'm asking you, God, to put fire upon them people's feet, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the distraction to keep up from getting the word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, in the name, send the warring angels. We send the Michael to do the battle right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let her rest until, Lord God, that she gets to make a move and do what she needs to do on her own, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, and give her a good place, or whatever, a safe place, Father, but I'm asking you, Father, most of all, save her soul, save her to the uttermost, to the guttermost, in the name of Jesus, and use her for your glory, Father. I know she got a religious spirit, and I break that off of her right now, in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you, Lord God, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost after her to arrest her. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, there's no peace to the wicked. So I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angel deal with her in her sleep, Father God. I'm asking you to give her a visitation, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let her see herself and see that she got a soul to be saved, Father God, in her life, and in your will, Father God. Lord God, will break the curses off of her children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now you bring to my mind, I speak for a finance release in Ayanna's life. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, show her, as you said before, you're going to show her what a real dad is like. So I'm asking you, Father, to honor your word that you give, God, to lift, keep her encouraged, to keep her lifted up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, and we thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sister Steve, I see you got your open. Is there anything else you want to say before I'm going to go ahead and click and go ahead and read the word?
Oh, no, that's it.
Huh?
No, nothing. That's it.
Oh, all right, then. Well, I'm going to go ahead on and mute it again.
Okay.
And I just go ahead on and bring the word of God.
Okay.
Because it's, like I said, just two of y'all on here tonight. And I've been talking about, like I say, the spirit of presumption. And tonight, I'm going to talk about maybe a couple of them. I was speaking the other night about how, you know, a lot of times we suppose God does not judge sin. I don't care what the sin is. You know, I can do something like this, but I don't think it's a sin. It ain't what I think. It's what he say. And he will judge sin. He will definitely judge it. Second Peter 2:15. Let me see what that says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Second Peter, I should have had it already up. Which kind of out. But nevertheless, to God be all the glory. Second Peter 9:2. What I said, 2:15. All right. Second Peter 2:15. I'm going to read up a little bit. But anyway, it say, it's basically what it put, first of all, chapter 11, verse. It was talking about where angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. You know, if the angels don't even bring accusation, we as Christians don't have any business bringing accusation, you know, about people either. He said, but this is what it called, they were doing this with leaders. They doing this with leaders. You know, and I remember back when I was pastoring, a lot of times I knew when the people had been out talking, because the Lord would always send me to this passage of scripture to teach on it. One thing I tell people about, you know, when you're close to God, God didn't let the enemy slip up on you. If you can discern scripture and read scripture, that's the way he used to deal with me a lot of time, even if he wanted to lead me or whatever it is. I just had this whatever, and I knew it come from God. When I read a scripture, I knew exactly what it was saying, if it was to me or to somebody else. But he would have me to read this because they was going out, running their mouth and talking. Because one thing about it, when people don't want to change, they don't want you to correct them. And they'd love to really talk about leaders when God calls a leader. And God is really trying to, you know, show you and teach you now that when they begin ready, you know, get ready to use you, those who don't want to be saved, they're going to do the same thing. But that's all a part of what they did, Jesus. But they don't know the dangerous ground that they step on. You don't have to take care of it. I didn't try to get on them. I didn't try to say anything to them about it. I didn't try to, you know, correct them about what they're saying and what they're this. But I didn't really even go to God and pray against them. And what's going on? I didn't really do that. Because Scripture already said, bend his mind, said, Lord, I shall repay. So why do I have to go and tell him? Because he sees everything. He sees everything. And he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. And just because I may not be in the big thing, but I was his because I was an obedient servant to his will for my life. But anyway, he said, but these as natural brute beasts, he called them brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not. This is why I tell people a lot of times, don't be arguing about something. If you have not experienced this with God or you experienced something, don't be arguing with somebody else and trying to speak something about it when you don't know what you're talking about. You don't do that. Okay, he said, and shall utterly perish. He said they're going to perish in their own corruption. He called it corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. All unrighteousness is sin. Whatever God in, that's why I tell people, study the scripture. Get you Hebrew and Greek. Get you concordant and look up and see, because different scriptures mean different things. But unrighteousness, any kind of wickedness, any kind of wrongdoing. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. You know how people do wrong. They say, well, I know it's wrong, but I didn't intend it. You know, they make excuses for it. I don't care. It is me. It is what he calls it. All unrighteousness is sin. If right now I tell God what I'm not going to do, that's unrighteousness, that's sin. I'm going to get judged for that. If he tell me to shut up and I keep talking, I'm going to get judged for that. Sin. He said, but this is what they say. He said, have an eye full of adultery. This adultery here is not talking about, you know, out there with, you know, when we mess with a married man, a married woman, or whatever it is. When you got idols in your heart, you are committing spiritual adultery. against God. If you're a woman, it's adulteress. And if you're a man, it's adultery. People don't talk about that. If anything in my heart that I love more than I love God, I'm worshiping that, then I'm committing spiritual adultery. Okay? And we as people, they need to be teaching this in, you know, in church to people, because a lot of people got things that they love. Got stuff in the house that they love. Got people they love more than God. Got people they worship more than the love of God. You know, they love the world and things in the world, how the world do things. And the Bible says even when you love the world, you have already become an enemy of God. And you are committing adultery and adulteress. See, and, you know, this is why, but, you know, and especially since I've been saved. Now, when I was in the world, I had some things that I kind of lacked and kind of loved and kind of worshipped, you know, and didn't want to mess them up. But once I came in Christ, he have delivered me from that. You know, people say, well, you know, he wants you to appreciate what you got. That's a lie from the pits of hell. He wants you to appreciate him. That's what he wants you to appreciate. He wants to be first. He didn't want me to have my beautiful couch or whatever, because I'm going to tell you something, this is before I got saved. I had this beautiful green fur couch and shag carpet and all that thing. I mean, I didn't hardly want to sit on that thing. So one time it almost caught fire. Because God next door had caught fire. But even as being a sinner, I told God I would never wish anything else again. But never. At the time I was a sinner, I didn't think nothing wrong. That's why right now I tell people, I'm not hung up on stuff and things. Yes, I do want God to give me what he promised me. But to think I'm going to sit there and be dusting every time you look around or doing this, everything, not doing that. It's souls that need to be saved. I need to stand before him and finish what he called me to do so he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. My dust in that table, my doing this, he's not going to save that soul next door died when I could have prayed for him. He's not going to tell me, you know, well done, my good and faithful servant. He's not going to do that. This is why right now people can call me. I can be cooking. I cut it off and minister to him. I cut it off because, you know, he gave us microwaves. Give it so you can go back in there and warm it up. Because that person's life is much more than that food. He chose and called me as his instrument. He chose and called me for him to come in me. It's a song they used to sing, we may be the only Jesus that people ever see. People are looking for the real Jesus. They're not looking for religion. Looking for the real Jesus, somebody who got the real love of Christ, somebody who is there for them, even if nothing but to hold their hand or pray, tell them, encourage them, or correct them if it needs to be. You know, to show them the love and not because pointing out their sins and pointing out what they're doing wrong. Yeah, you don't compromise with people. You don't really come, but you say something when God tells you to say something. But the Bible says that, tell people that's a different message for people that's sinners or backsliders or whatever it is. The message of loving kindness have I drawn these. And sometimes God would help us go when the Holy Ghost is doing, not because of the church, and rebuke. And that's because God is saying, okay, now it's time for you to give it up. If you don't give it up, I'm getting ready to take you. But usually he sent a prophet with that warning to people. I don't go. I was telling somebody recently, I thank God for having brought me out of the church room and out of what's come. Because I don't go out there to sinners and jumping on their back because of sin. I can see sin. I can see wrong. If God don't tell me to say nothing, I'm not saying anything. Because he got a time and a season when to draw people in. And he's, you know, you can't find a way in the Bible that Jesus did that. And even when the world people were sinning, he didn't do them like the Christian people do them. He didn't do them like, so that don't come from God. That come from church, what kind of people have, what call them, up. Because if that's the case, a lot of us, because we're not what we need to be in Christ, we may not be doing what a lot of people doing out there, and I don't know why God got me saying this, but anyway, we may not be doing what they're doing. Well, we still stink in his nostrils, because the Bible says, your righteousness is like filthy rags. Because here that I think I'm so perfect, and because they ain't doing quite like I'm doing, then God's going to send them to hell. But let me tell you, I believe that what the Bible said, the last is going to be first, and first is going to be last. But anyway, the Bible says these people, their eyes are full of adulteries, and they cannot cease, they cannot stop from sin. They're beguiling unstable souls. So these has to have been the people that were supposed to be believers. It was not the sinner people. I wish people understand that about the Bible. The Bible's not given for the sinner people. For in order for a people to beguile an unstable soul, there got to be people pretending to be saved or born again or church people, whatever you want to call them. And they got one light going or one thing going. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power. So those people out there is weak or whatever it is, or in the church weak or just come in. Then, okay, they're beguiling them in any way what they are, and so they're unstable. And the Bible say, and the unstable soul and their heart, they have exiled with covetous practices, cursed children. You call them cursed children. Now, he don't call the world people children. He said he already said they cursed. They already in bondage because the sin got them in bondage. He said, which have forsaken the right way. Anytime people going in the direction and the ways of those people is going, and like I said, church, that's why you never hear me say that everybody in the church, they say, or they, you know, they but people, what they call it, I don't care what they call it, my Bible tells me, you know, the tree by the fruit. I don't sit and judge them. But I don't say, but they all saved. And another thing Jesus said in his word, those that do the will of the Father, it's the same his sister and his brother. If some is in there and they're not doing the will of the Father, he don't consider them as sisters and brother. This is why he's telling us, you better study the word with the Holy Ghost and know who belong and know who doesn't. He said, this is what he said about the people, that they have forsaken, they have left the ways of right, the right way, of righteousness. They left that way. So now they're doing another thing. Now they got an unstable soul. Okay, they're coming against the leadership. They come against and speaking evil of different things and different people. You know, and people have a thing. Some of you may have heard this, because I know I have since I've been saved. People are really gossip about other people because they want to pray for them, but that's not what they're really doing. They're trying to cover it up. Because all you got to do, if you got real strong discernment, at least I know I can, I can tell when somebody's talking about something, whether they still heard over it or whether they still got animosity over it. Because in their voice, you can pay attention to a person's voice, how they talk. Because even if a person is nervous, listen to them talk. Listen to them when they're talking. You can hear that tremble in their voice. But if you ask them, is the word, is this something or not? But discernment, that's where discernment comes in. I'm asking God, not only for y'all, but he's done for me too. Sharpen my discernment, not so I can come against people, so I can help people. Let me know in my spirit, man, the problem, what it is. Let me understand that these people are going out there, you know, beguiling, unstable, so they need salvation. They don't need to be ridiculed and put down and this, that. They don't need to be there because what you do, and I learned this when I was going through and God was taking me through, and, you know, and some of the people and some of the saints look like they put on your neck. I mean, they're with you all, you know, when you ain't going through and maybe you're helping. Then when you're going through, they're going to put the foot on your neck. And I told people, I never want to be guilty of when nobody's going through maybe the worse than what I am, to put my foot on them while they're already down. I don't ever want to be guilty of that. Because as my mama used to tell me, a bird fly high, but it got to come down to eat sometime. You may be doing better than me at this point, but your day eventually going to come. Everybody has a day. Nobody stays up on the mountain all the time. Even once you get to really, you know, serving God and growing in God, they're going to be validated because you have to have a testimony to tell somebody else. This, a lot of people got people thinking and telling people, well, you know, once you get saved, you're going to always be up and God's going to always help you. That's not so. You're going to have valley experience because you're going to have something to tell somebody else. You can't just tell them what Paul and them say all the time. You're going to have to tell them, how do you know God is real? Because, I mean, I used to get on people a lot of time. They used to come to me. I started pastoring. They wanted to tell me about what the Bible says. They never would tell me what did he deliver you from. Because a lot of them, this is what I got with a lot of the, and I know it'd be a lie. I never did anything wrong. I was always a good person. That's a lie right there. Because the Bible said we always have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So now, is the Bible true or you true? I might not did what Susan did or somebody else did, but in the eyes of God, sin is sin and unrighteousness is unrighteousness. I don't care what my motive for doing it, what my motive for not doing it, no one thing is any better than another thing. Because if you look over in the book of Revelation, and I think it's the 21st chapter, all of the things, even what I'm talking about adultery and, you know, adultery and fornication, all this stuff, lies going to have a part of it, every bit of it is in the same basket. So this is why we had no better point of a finger. If I don't obey what God has called me to do, I'm just as bad as the one out there that never came in. This is bad. I was telling a lady this morning, I was trying to make her understand when she had come over, and I was trying to tell her, you know, if you've been in church all them years, 30, 40 years, you should have been in your calling a long time ago. And just because you didn't go back out of the street and sin, you still was backslidden. You still was an apostate. Another word terminology is apostate, apostasy. What that means to somebody deviating from their faith, the truth. You got a lot of them in church. So you see, it's a lot of things, and we wonder why God is not doing this, and wonder why God is not doing the other. Because if you really study Scripture with the spiritual discernment, you can find out a lot of things that he say is wrong. You can see it in the church. You can see it in the ministry. You can see it in the streets. This lady, she's dead now, but she used to tell me she had some grandchildren. And she used to tell me, I'm going to try to get them to go to church. I asked her, what for? She looked at me. Because I'm thinking, you in there, but you ain't doing what God called you to do. So what you to me, you're building the devil's kingdom up. Because if they go in there with you, every seed reproduces after its own kind. So guess what they're going to be doing? Same thing that you're doing. Just going and getting in the habit of going. She had told me before we didn't know she was going to die, but before she died, to help tell her testimony about the mistake that she made. Because she thought, now this is the way she thought, because she used to call me, she was up in age, she was up in age, a whole lot older, but she used to call me, she told me, she said, Sister Horn or Reverend Horn, whatever she called me, she said, Lord told me to get dressed and what to wear to church this Sunday. I said, no, he didn't. That's you. Who's that down the street that may need you to go in and cook for them today? Your pastor's doing his job, now when you going to go do yours? I said, they're teaching y'all wrong. You done been in there, I think she had been there 60 years or whatever. All them 60 years, left hand never did fulfill God's calling on her life. And people say, well, she in heaven. I don't say that, but like I said, we have no scripture. No unrighteousness going to get in heaven. No unrighteousness. I don't care whether I claim it ain't unrighteousness or whatever, but no unrighteousness going to get in heaven. Okay, so people need to start telling people the truth. But it says, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the ways of Balaam. You know, back in the Old Testament, this is when Balaam was wanting to go and curse Israel. And he was not a prophet of God, but he still had to get recognition from God to go. Because he told him, do not go. See, I'm trying to teach people also, there is a permissive will, and that is a complete will of God. And what that means is this. A permissive will is not where he really wants you to be at this season in your life. And a lot of Christians there. The sense of God's will is where he has purpose for you to be. Not because what you lack, not because what you want, what he has called you from heaven and assigned for you to be at. Okay, out of all this time and all these years, the Lord had just said it was starting in 2016. Say, he had a prophet to tell me at the time. So God said, you have been through a lot, but you passed every test. Every test. I didn't complain. I didn't whine. I didn't cry. I'm not saying I was strong, but I was strong by the power of God. I didn't try to question God. Why? Because I studied the Bible. Yes, it hurt, and it was what's called. I knew some way he going to bring me out. I didn't know why. I knew that when people came against me, he had to step back and allow them, but it wasn't for my destruction. And he showed me the gold in the chair. But anyway, he had the prophet tell me, so God say, now you have come out like pure gold. Now you're walking into your destiny. And that's what God told me. I'm walking to my purpose now. I'm not getting ready to walk into my purpose. He has stripped me of whatever he wants to, but I have to stay clean into whatever he done called me for. And so you can last it for a short while, or you can last it for a year. It's how you heal, how you fight against what he's, the things he's taking to, how you fight against the people that he allowed to come your way to reveal the things that's in you that he's after. Because when we get squeezed, that's when people know whether a person is a real Christian or not. Let somebody make them mad. Let somebody don't let them have their way. Let somebody don't let them do what they want to do. It comes out. And the Bible says it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. I've had people tell me, well, Pastor, I don't think they mean that's no. I said, I'm going to believe the Bible. I don't care for me. If cussing come out of my mouth, or if or evil come out of my mouth, or whatever, that's still dying in there. So guess what he going to do? He going to send me through another kind of test where that thing can be revealed. And when it comes up, that's what he said, that's what I'm after. Because if you study on about purifying gold and silver, they put heat to it. I mean real hot heat till it melted. And all the refuse, all the things that come up to the top, they scream out because they want pure gold or pure silver. So this is what he does for us. When you're going through tests and trials with people, so I don't care where it's on a job, I don't care where it is, he is purifying you to let the stuff that defiling you or make you impure and not being a holy, consecrated, righteous person. He bringing to the top to get it out. And you like you to tell a person, just like say, if anyone tell me, you know, I'm an orange, and then turn around when something happen or whatever, they start to, somebody squeeze them, this one somebody makes it mad or whatever, and now apple seeds come out. So you can't be an orange. The same thing, if I say I'm a Christian, and I'm not talking about when we first begin to grow, we grow, but like I tell people, after 10, 15, 20 years, we ain't got nobody intentionally doing wrong. And said, well, you know, I'm still in the flesh. That's no excuse, you know. But I would tell him, I said, I understood, you know, back in when the Lord was telling me back in 2010, I thought I was ready to go, evangelize. I know that calling is in my life, but you can be out of the will of God because it's not what you're called to do. But anyway, when he allowed the people to come against me, I told him, I said, Lord, you allowing them to roll me out and roll me up, roll me down. I didn't understand that. I didn't blame them, because I know I belong to God. And can't nobody touch me unless they permit. If it is, it's going to work to my good. But the Lord had given a word that he had to purify my spirit for greater works. He had to also build his character in me. That meant when I would get upset or attitude because people coming against me, he was saying that wasn't like him. Because when he was on the cross, he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. So if I'm still mumbling because I'm going through, or mumbling what somebody else did, he wants to clean that up. Because he wants a vessel that he can flow through and can't nobody see nothing in them but Christ. But Christ in them. But he said, but this man was rebuked. Let me go back up. He said, the ways of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the ways of unrighteousness. A lot of these people that you see sinning in the church or body of Christ, whatever you want to call it, They love the wages of unrighteousness. They don't really want to change. A lot of them don't. So they don't think nothing wrong with them. But when they stand before him or before them, they're going to find out. They'll find out. They start to going through things on earth. Because one thing that I say, with me, and this going back to 2016, from 2012 to 2016, when you know, the peace of the church were just getting on my very nerve. I mean, I'm trying to help them. I mean, I'm always trying to help. But I do know what I'm be talking about. And it was just coming again. I thank God for the real Holy Ghost. Because I know what I told them at that time. To get out of there and don't come back. I probably said a little bit more than that. And I didn't understand why God would let me go through that. But see, I go back to what he had the prophet to tell me. I didn't fuss at her or what she mean. But she said, the Lord say, you want to close them doors, but God said, you dare not. Now, people running all over me. And I said, call them out Christian. I don't believe God would do that because God don't want people. Now, go back and think about Jesus' life. What the Father let his Son go through and had to go through for us. If he hadn't went through for us, what would we be today? You going through for somebody else. You getting stripped for somebody else. We're all getting stripped for somebody else. That's what it is. He's stripping off a different thing. But he say, but was rebuked for his iniquity, his offense of the law. He broke God's law. The dumb ass, and talking about the donkey, speaking with man voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. So you understand and see that the Lord would allow somebody that you think is inadequate or not sufficient to come to warn you about something. I see so much today that so many Christians got pride. They got pride. They don't want nobody to come and tell them nothing less than telling them something good. Sin. Presuming that God does not correct anymore. God does not reprove anymore. And we have come a place in Christ. I don't need nobody to correct me because they tell me. See, one thing for people to understand, God knows if he show a lot of us like he did me, attitudes like hate or whatever it is. I don't think I had no attitude. So he had to end up with me sending, I'm trying to send this over to my real prophets. So these people just operating in gifts, I just don't call them that. I'm not saying they don't belong to God, but I just don't call them that. But he sent real prophets to me to tell me, God said you got this attitude. Or God say this. Or God say that. All I would do when I get home and ask God, please, Lord, clean me up, Lord. Please, God, get it out of me. Please, Lord. I didn't go to God and ask him, well, you know, well, what's she talking about? Because, see, we know when something would be, you know, put my rub is wrong, got us, you know, we know. Because we can recognize in the world, we recognize it in Christ, too. We recognize, but see, and he called these peoples. He said, when the dumb ass was speaking, obeyed the madness of the prophet. Okay, he said, these are well without waters, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that was clean escape from them who lived in error. See, a lot of times, that's why I tell people, when you got people, they always got something nice and sweet to say to you. They always, you're the greatest man of God, you're the greatest woman of God, you're the greatest, you're highly anointed. You be very careful of those people. I used to tell people a lot of times, they used to come and give me an accolade. I told them when I was in the world, I liked the accolade. Now, what you up to? That you want to keep telling me this, but then when I correct you, you get mad. So you can stop with that demon because it's not working here. Because it's Christ in me that's doing the work. I'm nothing without him. I'm nothing without him. So Don't become trying to make me think I'm feel like I'm all there. You know, you can tell when something is genuine, when something is not. Because a lot of times with me, or even during that time, you know, maybe I could put on something nice and something decent, you know, and service or whatever it is. And times some of them come in, especially one or two ladies that still love the show-off dress. And in church, now they'll, you know, take the hand and put it on. Oh, that's pretty. Not trying to take your hands off me. I'm in here by Jesus. I'm not in here to be the forefront anymore. So see Christ. Do you see Christ in me? Instead of what I got on. You need to see Christ. See, all this is done is people presuming something, presumption sin, you know. And some people do want to share here because they I don't call it self-low esteem. I don't call it that. They need some more Jesus. So when he comes in, I am complete. When he comes in, whatever flaws that I may have had, he came in and correct them flaws. So I don't need to hear somebody telling me, you know, you all of this and don't mean it, and turn right around and disrespect me, you know. So, but some people do. But like I said, all this presumption sin, they're presuming what's going to exist. This is what needs to be doing. And then they'll use scripture like, well, you know, the Bible tells us to honor, give honor when honor is due. They're not giving honor, and they use scripture. But what they want to use for to justify something that they don't want. But if you really got the real Holy Ghost and you're growing, I know I can tell whenever they're talking, I can tell whether that's a manipulative witchcraft demon. I can tell. And sometimes people change the way they talk to you, they change their voice. But they may have come from God training me. Somewhat, I mean, I needed a whole lot more training, but training me to do deliverance, to be able to recognize demons, because of reading so many books on demon deliverance. Basically, before he pulled me out from that church I was going to, it wasn't teaching nothing like that. The only thing they did in the church was preach, teach, and prophesy, and shout. They prayed for you, but didn't nobody get better. They prayed for you and tell you that keep on rebuking the devil. And I wouldn't say nothing to my pastor because I know how the scripture talks against doing that, you know, whatever. But anyway, I used to tell the Lord, I don't have time to rebuke the devil all day long. Do you have somebody that walks in place in God that can pray for me and I can get instant healing or they can hear from you? You know, I wouldn't have said that to you if I was in the world either. I wouldn't have done that. Wouldn't have done that either because of where I was brought up. And my mom used to tell us, even if they're wrong, you still don't say nothing. You don't say nothing. But there are things that we can do, like I say, and make plans. I'm going to try to get this one started on something on this one right quick. But make plans is presumption. Make plans without God. Make plans. I'm going to go back to a Proverbs. Just at the quickest one because it's more of that. Make plans without. We are not supposed to make no plans to do nothing. And I'm not talking about tell God because I've had people tell me, well, you tell God what you want to do. This I call them a little fast mouth. And I was talking about something about going on a trip. I would love to go to this ministry. Well, it was supernatural, what's going on this way. Oh, all you got to do is ask the Lord, and he'll let you go after you don't even know what you're talking about. Because I've been asking and praying about that for a long time, and it ain't got nothing to do with the money. It wasn't his will of the season for me to go. Well, I do. That may be you. You maybe haven't grown yet. Maybe you haven't grown with it. But anyway, the scripture that 3, 5, and 6 is one of them say, make your plans without God. We're not supposed to make no plans. I don't care what it is. God, the Bible say, which is a familiar scripture, but I'm going to the third verse. Come on, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't let mercy and truth, whoever, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Lord. This is why I don't pray for people, for favor, God's favor upon them. Because the scripture tells you up here, if you show mercy and truth, not sometime, all the time, really, he will automatically give you favor with him and inside of him and man. That's why I said a lot of scripture, it tells us there's certain things that we pray about, we shouldn't be praying about. All we have to do is do what he say do. And automatically come. And he said trust is rely, depend upon, confidence in, hope in the Lord with all of thy heart. And lean. Don't support on, don't rely on, don't trust in unto thy own understanding, thy own integrity, thy own insight. And I know a lot of people that think they're very smart on a lot of stuff. And God could have somebody come with them from the scripture. And they'll start to talk about what they have done or what they know to do or what they this do. And they'll reject the word of God for something that they done thought up in their head. And find out when they do it and mess up, then they want to come back to the word of God, you know, to get help. But the Bible says, in all means, all thy ways, thy path, thy road, thy journey, whatever it is, acknowledge him. He means to tell him about it, although he know. And he said, once you do that, he said, he shall direct thy path. He shall direct thy path. He didn't tell me to tell him. And then I tried this one time, but I hadn't learned. But telling God about all the bills I had, and I need the money for this, I need the money for that, I need the money for what time. And in prayer, I wouldn't send out in prayer, but the Lord had the person to come through, come and tell me, so God said, you don't need no money, huh? You don't need no money. Well, at the time, he was using my daughter praying, but I don't pray out for needs and stuff that I was, but I don't do that now. I don't, when I pray out, I pray like you all hear me pray. But anyway, in my heart, I was asking for money to pay the bill. I asked him for money. I wanted to move. I wanted to do all these things. And he came out of her and said it. And he said it to me more than one time. You don't need money. And I'm thinking, but I use the scripture in Philippians 4:19 about, God will supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We take scriptures out of context and use them. But that's, he wasn't saying in that scripture that whatever needs you had. And I had to learn that from a prophet in Connecticut. I talked about him before. He said, when the Lord allowed something like that to happen or a bill to be paid or whatever, he said, God allows it to happen as an opportunity to show you he's God in your life, how you can take care of it. That's what it is. Because he told me, he said, I can give you the money to pay it off. I can cancel your debt. I can do just about anything. You're trying to tell me how you think the best way for me to take care of it. So that meant that you think you God. And I got to be led by you. You want my help. But you want to tell me how to do it. And that's not what my words say. So basically the Bible said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. And depart. Leave from me. He called that evil. He called it evil when we as people do that. He called it evil. For we're not relying on him. We're trying to tell him, well, God, like this is a young lady, we hadn't really been with the Lord that long. Well, but, Sister Ruth, all you got to do is tell me, hear what's going on. And, sometimes with people, like I said, ain't been in the Lord but a few days or whatever you want to call it. And you think you're going to learn everything. And telling somebody, because you have not grown, and you still asking God about you want to go to this place, you want to go to that place. I'm trying to push to have fun. When you mature in the Lord, you know that the only thing in your mind when you're going this way is do a work for the kingdom. That's what a kingdom-minded person do. They don't worry about vacations and all that stuff unless they're going to do work for the kingdom, win souls for the kingdom. They're looking for somebody to pray for. They're looking for somebody, whatever they might have a need. Because God don't work on that person's mind in order to think like he thinks, think like Jesus thinks. So we thank and praise God for the word. We pray that it has been something enlightened, because there's a whole lot more scripture on presumption, sin, and all that. But God wants us to really learn a lot about that, not just for others, but also for ourselves. Because sometimes we presume something that we're doing, or it's nothing wrong with it, it's right. We could say a lot of time, well, it's for the Lord, and you'll resist. But one thing I had to learn, every good idea is not a God idea. I had to learn how to discern between the both. That's why I said, getting back when I was telling the Lord, you know, I know I'm called to evangelize. I know that. I know I'm called to preach. I know I'm called to be a pastor. I'm called to teach. And I do know that God used me, you know, to prophesy when he gets ready. You know, and I know all that, and it ain't even about the apostle. I know about all that. But I also understood scripture enough to know if that was my season, I had no business trying to operate in, because could have died getting out of the will of God. But I was tired of the folks, and I guess I was trying to make an excuse for that. But he loved me enough to come and send me a warning, but I had enough of God in me. When he sent the warning, I didn't even know the people either. And that's what I see a lot of time now that people do, and especially, like I said, with me. They know what, and I'm not saying they only do me like that. They do other people like that. And that's sin. Because it's him that they ignore me. But anyway, we thank and praise God for the for what he's doing and for the word that was brought forth. And, you know, and I thank and praise God that I went ahead on, you know, and persevered to do what the Lord had wanted me to do. Because I started one time and said, well, maybe I need to go ahead and cut this off, but I can't let the devil keep having me to do that. So, like I said, because even on this one, even if nobody don't come on, I can still do the show, because it's not going to cut off until the time cut off. Like, it's not like they're on pre-conference. But anyway, we just thank the Lord. If it's nothing else said and done, we're going to say good night. And I pray that, you know, that you have sweet sleep in the Lord Jesus, and able to meditate and get in your word that the Lord wants you to do, and open it up to you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we're going to say good night to you. Good night.